The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. Someone I'm about to catch slightly off guard, it's Professor Kendra Evans.
Hello.
Well, I tell you.
Happy to be here.
Consulting your mobile device, and I, you know.
I can multitask.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, but don't tell my students that I believe in that.
Oh, because it doesn't exist. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yes, multitasking. It's quite the lie of our psyche. Maybe we can learn something more about that by talking to Professor Kristen Abraham, our guest panelist from psychology.
Hello and welcome. Yes, don't do it. No multitasking. Our attention does not split well. One thing at a time.
One thing at a time. Continuing around the table is Professor Dan Maggio. How are things with the first organization?
Yes.
Are they still first?
Yes, we are still first. We're doing great.
Okay.
There's some sort of giganto-lego something in November in our engineering high bay.
What?
Chem Club tried to reserve something and were told they couldn't do it. Or maybe it's early December. Something's going on. It had Lego attached to it. So I just assumed it was you.
No.
The master of Legos.
You know, but
you mean there's somebody else that plays with Legos?
Arnisha did message me and she asked me, can we talk about some event in December?
I bet that this is what
that
it
could
is.
Be it.
Yep.
You could be in for a Lego explosion.
December 10th, I think she said.
Okay, that sounds
is
about
Is that
right.
a weekend?
Yep. It's at the end of the week, yeah.
Fantastic.
Interesting. Very interesting.
I saw him at his first lightsaber the other night at the Lego store.
Nice. And I will
wait till he gets bigger. He's going to want the big stuff. Go on.
That's all right.
Jabba the Hutt.
I like the big Legos. They're cool.
I'll send you a picture. My son Emmett is dressing up as Emmett from the Lego movie for Halloween.
Nice.
And we're assuming that everybody will at some point recognize that he's Emmett and call him Emmett. And he'll just assume everybody knows his name in the entire world, which is kind of cool. Professor Jim Tubbs is here, who I have not yet asked what he's going to dress up for Halloween.
Good afternoon. I may dress up as me.
Oh, okay.
I've got class till 6:30.
Oh, my. That's unfortunate.
I don't get many trick-or-treaters anyway. Oh. They just don't come to my neighborhood.
Well, stop putting out the claymores. That's all. I mean, the razor wire does prevent a few people.
Yeah, the razor wire is kind of a deterrent and landmine.
Oh, my word. Continuing around the table, first Halloween for your little one, maybe? Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Professor Jason Roach.
Wearing his costume today for the first time at daycare.
Which is?
Marshall from the Paw Patrol.
Oh, Paw Patrol, of course. Paw Patrol, very cute. Very, very cute.
The pups? That's what we call it.
Yeah. Cute little dogs that teach you good manners and respect construction workers. And
recycling and how to safely put out a fire.
Yep.
First, never start a fire without an adult. Good advice.
Yeah. Very cool. But with adults, you can make as many fires as you want.
That's right. With the right adults.
Yeah.
With the right adults.
Don't start a fire.
I can't let that go by without one of my favorite Simpsons lines. At my house, we call them uh-ohs.
Is that Ned Flanders?
I believe that was Ralph Wiggum.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Spud Gaskets.
Spud
Gaskets.
Is
that a new tattoo I see, by the way, or is that just a Halloween
It's
costume?
A temporary tattoo. All it's right. I'm pretty much obsessed with Stranger Things, for those of you who want to. If anybody wants any Stranger Things, thank you, Kristen, for validating my obsession over an 8-episode Netflix limited series.
I have not.
It's wonderful.
Yes. Yeah, it's
one of those old-fashioned people that still has cable.
They had a 30-day free offer. That's how we watched. Professor Dave Chow is here.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
You are, again, the lime green machine, but with a little bit of spilled
Dr. Pepper right here. Yes. I got to find that ancient Chinese secret to get this thing out.
Oh, quite a big mistake. Gosh.
I know.
Calgon.
No, it's called Beat It in the River on a Rock. Oh, stupid.
Detroit has three rivers you could use, you know, including the Detroit River, which isn't a river.
The Strait.
It's just a strait. Folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. Frankly, I would appreciate the Stranger Things questions, but I think that everybody might not appreciate it if they hadn't seen the series. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes, and you can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp, or you can find us on the Facebook. When last we left our heroes, we were tackling some questions from the great Laura Benson of Missoula, Montana. These were definitely all over the joint. We had learned all about spud gaskets and liquid Jesus and Bartolo Colon. The only time in human history those three concepts have been in the writing.
Did you guys ever see the Bartolo Colon bobblehead that they were sending out?
Oh, no. My.
His belly bounced. Not his head, his belly.
That's why.
I want one of those.
There was a guy that did the, whatever it is, the super duper slow-mo camera and took a slow-mo of him swinging the bat when he joined the National League team. And it was just, it was so disturbing. He's a large man. What state in the United States of America has the lowest divorce rate at 8.6%?
Utah.
Yeah.
Not Utah.
No?
It's on the complete other side of the country.
South Carolina.
New Hampshire.
No.
What? Not New York.
Not Vermont.
Was it one of the original 13 colonies?
Michigan?
Is one of the original 13 colonies.
Pennsylvania.
Somebody go up
North Carolina.
Maryland.
What have we forgotten?
You forgot
New Jersey.
Pennsylvania.
New Jersey.
What?
You're kidding.
No, I was deliberately eliding New Jersey from my guesses.
Kendra's already guessing that the data is corrupted by them not getting married there.
No,
the rate is really low. It's possible.
Wondering if there's some sort of like a mafia creed against getting divorced.
You're not getting divorced or we bump you off.
I didn't say there were good marriages. I just said they weren't getting divorced.
Cement divorce papers.
Correlation.
Interesting.
Under what U.S. president was the Panama Canal returned to the country of Panama?
Carter.
Jimmy Carter. That is absolutely
1977.
Correct. 1977.
I was thinking 97, but that was Hong Kong, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was Hong Kong, and that was the British.
Yeah.
Close.
Close enough.
Where in your body would you find your hallux? H-A-L-L-U-X. Where's
throat?
Stephanie? Well, you need her. It's not in your throat.
Your ear?
It's not your ear.
Hold it. Is it one of the extremities?
You could say that. It's
not, you're the not, brain.
Not tarsal.
Is it one of the extremities? You could say that. The brain.
That's extreme.
Is it your toes?
It's your big toe. Yeah, it's your big toe. Your hallux. Made of many bones. It's in your foot.
I appreciate the extremities tip.
Excellent. No pun intended. What actor's memoirs in 2008 were entitled, My Word is My Bond?
Boy George?
Not Boy George.
Come on.
Nope.
My word.
Nope. He still had to go to jail.
What was the question?
Sean Connery?
What actor's memoirs in 2008 were entitled My Word is My Bond? It wasn't Sean Connery, but you're
Roger
not
Moore?
Too far away. It was Roger Moore.
Roger Moore.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't going to be George Lazenby.
Bond is the clue.
Triple Bond.
George Lazenby, temporary Bond.
In Germany, where would you be if you were in a Krankenhaus?
Hospital.
Yes, that is correct. Aww. We should get Professor Klaus Friedrich to stop by and do some translations for us sometime.
Who's that?
That is my colleague in chemistry, or Kendra's and my colleague in chemistry. Also,
the English department has a native German speaker.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
We should do a remote from like the Dakota Rathskeller. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
Do it.
Especially during the Friday night sing-along.
Yeah.
What U.S. state is nicknamed the Garden State?
New Jersey.
What U.S. state is nicknamed the Peace Garden State?
The Peace Garden State.
Missouri.
It's not Missouri.
Peace Garden State.
Oregon?
It's close to Lara.
Oh, Idaho.
Montana?
North Dakota.
It's North Dakota is what it says here. The Peace Garden State.
Really? I thought that was nothing but snow.
So what I want to labor towards here is you find some other state nickname and insert the word peace into it, and then just adopt that for your state. Like,
we are the peace water state.
Great Lakes state.
As, when we were kids living in North Carolina, the only parts of New Jersey we ever saw were from I-95 or in Hoboken or Elizabeth. So when we would see a license plate with the Garden State on it, we would just burst out laughing, you know. Much later, of course, I discovered that there's a lot of rural, beautiful countryside in New Jersey.
Yep. Sure.
Even in the north.
And in the west of New Jersey.
What does an otologist study? Otologist.
Ears.
O-C-O, yes. Ears. Maybe every once in a while we've... that one went over your ear?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
All four of them.
Whatever. It reminds me of a gal I knew when I was an undergraduate, and I found out after we had all graduated that she had become a PhD audiologist, an otologist, if you will. She had completely, successfully, utterly hidden for all 4 years that I knew her that she was not just hard of hearing, but almost completely deaf.
No kidding.
And decided to go into the field. It's absolutely fascinating to find things like that out after the fact. In 1946.
Yeah, sort of like Prasad going into physics and knowing nothing about physics.
Where's Prasad? You have the guts
That's
to say
why
that
he went
here.
Into physics.
Only because he's not here, I tell you.
Oh my gosh.
The lawsuit will ensue, and we don't know you, Dan.
Last one from Laura Benson. These have just been absolutely fabulous, Laura. Mm-hmm. Keep them coming. 1946. Yvonne Petra was the last Wimbledon champion to do something. What was it? 1946.
Maybe the wooden racket.
No, but you're in the groove here. Let's see if we can figure this one out.
Get a wooden leg.
Oh, to play with a racket with real cat string.
No. Wear cat gut. No cat gut.
Pants.
Wear pants is correct.
Wow.
Very well done.
Shorts after that.
Very well done. Wow.
Yeah, they're white. They were pantsless that. Before.
Oh. I believe that right now we are going to take a pantsful break.
It's an Ask the Professor flashback.
1995.
From the Department of Theater and Performing Arts, Professor Arthur Beer.
Yeah, hi, Edwin.
You better adjust the dose there.
My God. Jeez. Right. And on Arthur's right, my left, from the Department of English, Professor Hugh Kulin.
Happy to be here.
Happy to have you here. How did the hunting go?
I was with Greg. It's the first time he's tried it out.
That's right. I got two, he got zero.
That was, but aside from other people we were hunting with, how'd we do on the deer?
Oh. We hit a couple coming.
On the way back. On the way back. Yep. Right. Run, Bambi, run.
Kaboom.
Yeah.
Mother.
Your mother's not coming back
Mother.
Anymore, Bambi.
She's in Hugh's refrigerator.
And we are back, trying to decide the opposite word of pantsless.
Where's Heather when we need her for her English skills?
And by the way, you guys were all very matter-of-fact. It's panted. I'm like, okay, all right. Pantsful is what I came up with. Let's put it in the same bucket as the word bigly.
Oh, dear Lord.
Can't help myself. We are continuing onward with some new questions from one of our old friends. Dear Matt and the profs, once again, I feel compelled to send in a new set of questions. My apologies for not sending these sooner, but having a house undergo minor renovation can be a bit of a headache. I understand that completely. I hope that the professors will enjoy wandering all over the place with my various questions. Pass or fail, I leave that up to your stringent grading system. Many, many, many pieces of partial credit. Warmest wishes from Valencia, California, Mr. Frank Burroughs.
Thank you, Frank.
You are great, Frank. What mountain range contains the world's tallest mountain not located in Asia? Qualities. This is the same ilk of questions as Where's what's the third largest country in Africa?
Oh, no. Kilimanjaro?
No, South America?
You know, it's in South America. Yeah. It is. It's the Andes. Yeah. So this is the Andes. Yeah. All those Peruvian potatoes got to come from somewhere, you know.
And those potato gas.
And the Incas.
Yeah, absolutely. How were Teddy and Franklin Roosevelt related?
They were cousins.
Fifth cousin.
Wow, the heck do you
I
know that?
FDR special.
Oh, of course. Oh. And that was very good.
And then Eleanor was FDR's cousin also, right? Third or seventh cousin, maybe?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, she was Teddy's nephew. Niece.
Maybe just dressed.
Far enough away from each other where it wasn't considered bad.
Oh, my gosh. Give the oldest to the youngest in age of these celebrities.
Oh, man. These are hard.
There's only four. Oh. Bob Seger, Neil Young, Brian Ferry, Debbie Harry.
I gotta have
Debbie Harry's about 65.
Youngest. No.
Oldest to youngest.
70?
I think so.
Bob Seger, Neil Young.
Neil Young
Brian
is the
Neil
oldest.
Young is the oldest.
Debbie Harry.
Neil Young the oldest.
Neil
oldest.
Young.
Yeah, I don't.
Actually, he's the youngest. Neil Young is the youngest of the four.
Really?
Wow.
Who's Brian Ferry again?
Roxy Music.
I'm familiar with Brian Ferry.
Slave to Love.
The Detroit connection will serve you well for the oldest.
Bob Seger
is the oldest.
Wow. Really?
He still sounds great.
Then Deborah Harry.
And then Debbie Harry. And then Brian Ferry. So, bottom line, they were all born in the same year.
Wow.
And they were all born within 3 months of each other.
So how old are they?
So they're all, 1945 is what it says
71.
Here.
71.
Wow. 71 years old. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? No matter which list you have, Neil will always be young.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely. Even though he looks, I don't know if you know, but he stops by CCS all the time.
Does he?
Yeah.
Really?
Neil Young?
What?
Well, he used to own Lionel Trains, and he's got a son that's also, if I remember, I think his son is like handicapped, and somebody had to devise a device so the kid could run the trains at his house.
I see.
Wow.
So some ergonomic things. So he can control.
Where does he live? Do you know?
I have no idea. I know it's in the area. I think it's like up by New Baltimore and Mount Clemens.
You're talking about Bob Seger and Neil Young?
Neil Young.
What?
Neil Young lives in this area?
He has property nearby.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. Fact checker.
Fascinating.
Eminem.
Absolutely fascinating.
Oh, by the way, his tour bus is absolutely amazing. He's got an Art Deco tour bus.
Oh.
I remember stopping by like, wow.
Well, take pictures the next time you see it.
I've got pictures of it.
Call us next time. We'll come down.
My extremely snarky older nephew once asked me, Uncle Matt, if there were two people named Neil Young, is the correct plural Neil's Young? And I'm like, I'm sure that's a song reference I'm not getting, but he asked me to dress up as Neil Young this Halloween so we could be two Neil's Young. It's things are getting complex. Let's move on. In the 1978 movie musical Grease, with Olivia Newton-John, what was the surname of the character Sandy?
Sandra D, wasn't it?
Sandy what?
Oh, no, I think she had a different... D was in the song, but what was her last name? I think it was
Fuller.
Olson?
It's Olson is what it says here.
Yeah,
bro.
You psychologist know all kinds of stuff.
Lots of time.
Dave, you didn't know that one.
No, I didn't.
It was better than Xanadu.
that was my guilty pleasure song.
Wait. Did you just say, Dave, you didn't know one? Is that what you said?
Well, he knows all these movies.
He does know. He does know a lot of that stuff.
I don't know all of them.
That one wasn't animated.
Yeah.
Were there parts that were...
Of course.
He just has a weakness for Olivia Newton-John.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Yeah, exactly. Come on, that physical video, I mean, back in the day?
Which celebrity had to hire a surgeon in 1990 to dispel an urban rumor that she had a rib removal in order to be as thin as she was?
Twiggy?
Wasn't Twiggy.
In the 90s?
1990. Oh,
that's before Paris Hilton's day, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one.
Who was a very, very famous and long-standing performer.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, Dolly Parton.
It wasn't Dolly Parton.
Was it Cher?
No, she probably had...
It was Cher, yeah, it was Cher.
I remember that.
Dolly Parton could probably have some doctors prove some other things, too, but we won't go there.
Might have been about a rib.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Couldn't she just have gotten an x-ray? Why do you need a surgeon?
It's a good question.
You probably need the validation.
It was sort of like the alien autopsy. They did it live. They did it on the air. Dispel the rumor. Which U.S. president created the Purple Heart?
George Washington.
It was Washington. That's why.
And his picture's on it.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. That would make sense.
Absolutely. What city in the Midwest of the United States of America has a newspaper called The Blade?
Toledo.
Toledo. That is correct. It could be one of the biggest cities in Michigan. Were it not for the twist of the Upper Peninsula. Which car brand manufactured a Cutlass?
Oldsmobile. I owned one.
My dad had one.
Old Cutlass Supreme.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Cutlass Supreme.
Yeah.
It sounded like a pizza to me every time. I'll have the Cutlass Supreme and
the cheese-filled crust.
Lover. It was a nice car.
The veggie lover. Yeah. It was a nice
and
car.
And that 350 V8 that was standard in it was a real good engine.
Paul, what year was yours, Jim?
71.
Wow.
That was my dad's first car when we were in the States.
It was a nice car.
Love that thing. I was supposed to get it until somebody walked down the street offering my dad a ton of cash, and he couldn't say no. Yeah, there goes my future car.
I miss Oldsmobile. They make some good stuff.
Not just that, but I'm convinced that you get certain characters. I mean, we were just talking the other day because I think I'm going to dress up on Monday as Professor Indiana Jones. That there's just a name that just sounds good and it embodies the character. And Ransom Olds is just about one of the coolest
Ransom
names ever.
Well,
ever
Rocket 88 was the one that I still connect with Oldsmobile.
There you go. Why do sea otters hold hands when they sleep?
They're adorable.
Well, that is for sure.
So they don't sink and drown.
Is that the cause of the effect?
I'm gonna give it to Jim. You know, evolutionarily, they've been programmed. They used to sleep on the surface of the ocean, and they would all drift away together versus singularly. So, yeah, it was so that they don't go away from the pack. Yeah.
That is adorable.
Yep. It is adorable.
Totally sea good. Otters are fun to watch, particularly when they're like carrying something because they swim on their backs.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's what I do during NFL games. I mean, you know, with nachos. I mean,
it's true. In early drafts of the movie, my favorite movie of all time, Back to the Future 1, What was the time machine made out of instead of a DeLorean?
An Oldsmobile?
No.
All right.
That's a, that was good. That was good. A Cutlass Supreme.
would have been a car that
a Spud Guest
had a unique Gullwing.
We had an issue at the drawing board about the fact that if the movie had become popular, way to predict things, guys, this could be an issue. We didn't want kids pretending like they had these and that they were time machines.
Refrigerator?
It was a refrigerator, yeah. That would have been very, very bad.
I would never
very bad, very yes. Bad.
I remember vividly being 4 or 5 years old and driving around with my dad and going, why does everybody take the door off their fridge when they throw it away? And I was like, he's like, think about it. You know what I mean? I was like, I kind of am drawn to it right now. In what year did Caesar's Palace Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas open?
1960.
The golden years of Vegas.
49.
It was way after 49 and it was after 60.
71.
It was before 71.
68.
66. Winning. Kendra's losing her touch.
I know.
I'm sorry.
She's out of touch. Yeah. She wasted it all on the cute.
We have this tradition, Kristen, where everybody throws stuff out and we wait for Kendra and she hits it right on the nose.
Yeah. Somebody shoots high, somebody shoots low, and Kendra's the mediator.
Yeah, I need sleep.
She's the mediator, the moderate one.
A very famous baseball player. Very famous baseball player.
Bartolo Colon.
Jinx!
Was nicknamed the Commerce Comet.
Commerce Comet.
I believe that's from where they were
from. Commerce Township, Michigan.
At the corner of Commerce and Commerce in Commerce.
So was it like,
I know that corner.
So was it there like about a base 20 ceiling threat?
I'm guessing it's a...
Speedster? Initials MM, same as my own.
Mickey Mantle?
It was Mickey Mantle.
I was going to say Mickey Mouse. Wow.
Could be, sure, yeah, absolutely.
But why the comet?
Comet just sounds fast and fun. And you only play
or a cleanser, I mean.
That's true. Yeah, Zud didn't have the same.
Zud. The same but feeling. Gets those rust stains out.
What four United States structures have been called at some point post-1900 the eighth wonder of the world upon their construction?
The Wrigley Building?
You know, it doesn't say that.
The Hoover Dam?
Empire State Washington Building.
Empire State, it says.
The Hoover Dam?
Nope.
No, the Golden Gate Bridge?
The wall between Mexico
Hoover Dam.
In the U.S.
Nope.
Yet to be built.
One is or was sports related.
The house that Babe built?
No.
Yankee Stadium?
No. So stadium?
Nope.
For baseball?
Superdome? The New Orleans Superdome?
It was for baseball. Mm-hmm.
The Houston Astrodome.
The Astrodome was one of the big ones. Yes.
First dome.
I'm not sure I'm going to be able to help you too much with the other two because wow. I only recognize one of
what,
them.
What, the St. Louis, what's that, arch?
Yeah. Nope.
It's not the Washington Monument.
Oh, I'm hoping you guys can fill
about,
in a little bit
North
here.
North Dakota, the
Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore.
Nope.
That's South not Dakota. Really.
One of those is the Peace Garden State.
That's right.
That's right.
It says the Pikeville Cut Through, which I think
what?
Is
the what?
Chopping a mountain in half for an interstate.
Okay, yeah.
And the West Baden Springs or Baden Springs Hotel. Sure.
Why?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
I'm going to wait for one of the West students Baden, to like blank on a question on one of my exams and answer
those. There is a place in Kentucky called Pikeville, I think.
Okay, maybe that's where it is.
So maybe.
I wouldn't doubt it.
In eastern Kentucky.
Come on, you're the local Kentucky expert here. So
I am from Western Kentucky.
That's close enough.
Eastern Kentucky is like real close to Cincinnati, isn't it?
That's northern Kentucky. Kentucky.
Yeah, that's where the airport lands, right?
Yeah.
But they're all kind northeast, of yeah. meet yeah. together there, triangular.
What was the last mission of NASA's famous Saturn V rockets? What did it do, that mission?
Did it fly past Mars?
Apollo?
No, it wasn't. No. It didn't say that. Nope.
They had...
We haven't heard very much about this lab in a while.
Skylab?
It was Skylab, yeah. Oh. It's delivered Skylab. It's been a while.
I have fond memories of that thing. I almost won a piece.
Really?
Yes, I was one of 20 contestants... Do you guys remember the old radio station WDRQ?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was one of the contestants that one out of 20 could win a piece of Skylab.
Really? Because they decommissioned it and just made
no,
it...
No, this is after it fell
right,
to Earth.
Fell to Earth, exactly.
Yes, and they had a chunk of it that was verified. Wow. And I think it was like 12 years old and I had a chance to get it and I didn't get it.
Poor Dave. Poor 12
But I got radio Dave. Instead.
Oh, that's good. Cool.
Which I listened to Ask the Professor with.
Oh,
when I was a kid.
What do you know?
Things work out.
If it wasn't for that, you wouldn't be.
I would have taken Skylab instead.
Oh. So those pieces might have been radioactive, but instead you're active on the radio.
Yeah, exactly.
Jason's.
You are a pun addict.
Yeah, you're.
Really, oh yeah.
Fortunately, you're really on it today.
What's he on?
A According to the American Film Institute, I have no idea what criteria they use, the AFI, what do they consider to be the top movie in the genre of sport?
Hoosiers.
Field of Dreams.
Mm-mm.
Rudy?
Mm-mm. I would say that in terms of the cycles of the history of this country, this would have been one of the very first sports that pretty much most males were into.
Horse racing?
Mm-mm.
It's not baseball.
Oh, that would be old school. It was alongside horse racing for everybody's attention.
Dually.
Aaron Burr.
One for the Gipper, the one about Notre Dame?
No, we're way before that. Way
before that. Yep.
Horseshoes?
Nope.
No. Curling?
Horseshoes.
Curling. There you go.
There we go.
I've been seeing your updates, Dan. The season is on.
Baseball, then one with Gary Cooper.
Football? You don't really need any equipment to engage in this sport. Sometimes it just breaks out and two people get really mad at each other.
Boxing.
Yes, so what movie would be in the
Rocky.
Boxing genre? No, it's not Rocky.
Oh, Raging Bull.
Raging Bull is what it says here. Yeah.
Oh.
Just interesting because someone was saying with all these NFL ratings down for this season and nobody really able to explain it with real data, maybe we're seeing the end of football's dominance in the United States. I mean, I'll believe it when I see it, but people have brought up when they called in, which I thought was very wise. Well, we used to be obsessed with boxing, and we don't have that anymore. So,
well, boxing was replaced by something much more violent and
yes,
bloody.
Yes, exactly. That is
so
exactly right.
I don't imagine football being replaced with something more violent and bloody.
Anything's possible.
They really just need better matchups.
Gladiator sports.
It'll be Quidditch.
Quidditch. Yeah.
Gladiator. Tiddlywinks.
Quidditch. Oh, my gosh. Also, according to the AFI's 50 Top Screen Legends category, who is still alive? Hopefully, at the reading of these questions, we hope that none of these questions have passed.
2016.
Oh, I want you to think about the top 50 American screen legends who would still be alive as of today.
And these are all Americans?
I mean, you could say that. All work in America. We have initials KD, SL, SP.
Sophia Loren.
Sophia Loren. So she's Italian, technically.
Oh, yeah. She's very much alive.
Very much alive.
KD.
Roberto. KD. SP is what we're looking for.
Wow. This is the
Keanu.
They're definitely Hollywood bygone era. And the KD is in an advanced state of physical and mental decay, unfortunately.
Kirk Douglas. Yes.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Kind of sad.
And then the other was SP.
One of the most famous African American actors.
Sidney Poitier.
Yes, that is correct.
Spencer Pracy?
No. You just started shove those letters into anything, you know? Got to make it work. Oh, we're not going to be able to go any deeper than that, but man, oh man, were those questions. What? For what?
Oh, we got them. Those were the three.
There were only three that are still alive in the top 50. Isn't that crazy? We are hoping to all be around for more episodes in the future, but it is time to say goodbye, Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Roach.
Have a happy
day. Tubbs.
Bye.
Professor Maggio.
You mean Tom Cruise wasn't on the list?
Professor Abraham.
Goodbye.
Professor Evans.
Bye-bye.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM. Or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by the very cool hat-wearing Javon Holland, technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mile.